We are to go into the highways and hedges, wherever there are lost souls, into the huts of poverty, into the haunts of sin, into the house of the downtrodden, into the store, the office, the factory. We must go to where the lost souls are. All of you recall the story of the woman that had lost a piece of silver. She didn't try to convince herself that somehow, some way, somewhere, the missing coin would turn up. She did not delight in the fact that she still had 9 pieces left in her purse. She lights a candle, grips her broom, sweeps the house, and diligently seeks until the coin is found. And with a shout of joy, she takes it in her hand and speeds off a messenger to call her neighbors and friends that they too may rejoice with her. You know, the Bible does not tell us how valuable that coin was. Like souls today, they are of untold value. And like that coin that had so carelessly slipped through her fingers, our family members, our loved ones, somehow we have allowed to slip from between our fingers. The woman is suggestive of the church. The coin is a soul, a thing of untold value, and it has slipped away and is lost amidst the dust of sin. The lighted candle is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. There is room in God's plan for mass evangelism, and I believe that. The early disciples were sent out to be fishers of men. Their business was to let down their nets, expecting to take a goodly number of fish in one single haul. And we are not to ignore this plan. Pentecost was a throwing out of the gospel net, and in one day, 3,000 souls were saved. But as a teacher of the word, I know that God has saved many souls because of the evangelistic efforts. Every redeemed soul is to be a soul winner. Most of our fishing is to be done by hook and line, one by one. This was the method of Jesus. Oh, there were times when he stood before the crowds and moved them mightily with his words. Yet we see him hastening to the home of Jairus. And coming up behind him was a poor, helpless woman, seeking only to touch the hem of his garments. Jesus seemed to forget about everything else as he pours the balm of healing upon her awful need. Nicodemus came to his lodging by night. He was passing through Samaria when the woman appeared at Jacob's well with the water pot. He stopped beside the blind man and unlocked the gates of vision that he may throw the light of his face into the midnight of sin and sorrow. Wherever he went, whatever he did, he was seeking the lone and the weary sheep that had gone astray. Even while he hung upon the cross, his soul burdened with the sins of a guilty world, even then he had time and strength to reach out and pluck a sin-scarred soul for paradise. This was the method of the early disciples. When Andrew's heart was touched by the glory light, he thought of Peter. Philip had no longer come to Christ when he began making plans for the salvation of Nathanael. Philip, the evangelist, runs along the highway to speak with the treasurer of Ethiopia. Ananias makes his way to the street called Straight to pray for one Saul of Tarsus. Paul, with the blood of the scourging upon his back, speaks to the Philippian jailer. This was the story of those early days. Here is the secret of their great success. They sought not to preach great sermons or to do great deeds. They only wanted to witness for him who died for them and had risen again. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.